For instance, Day in the Life, John and I sat down and he had this opening verse. I think he'd got the idea, or we then took the idea from like the Daily Mirror or something.
So it had two stories. One was the Guinness child had killed himself in a car. That was the main headline story. On the next page was about 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire.
So the Blackburn, Lancashire, the holes, Albert Hall, all just got mixed, you know, just a little poetic jumble that sounded nice.
Probably the most momentous song on the album, A Day in the Life, began in a very simple way. And we've got the rehearsal take one, the very first time we heard it, with John giving a few instructions to people, as usual, just before he starts it.
Dab the mic on the piano quite low, just keep it in like maracas, you know.
John was singing while he was playing his acoustic guitar. Paul was on piano. George was playing maracas, I think, and certainly Ringo was on bongos. John counts in by saying, Sugar Plum Fairy, Sugar Plum Fairy. Yeah.
Sugar Plum Fairy, Sugar Plum Fairy.
Today, oh boy, about a lucky man.
Even in this early take, he has a voice which sends shivers down the spine.
Sad. Well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
It was mainly a John song, and he had the, I read the news today, oh boy. And he'd taken a lot of it from a newspaper. And then I had another bit. Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. That was a little bit I had. It wasn't doing anything. And so we thought, well, that'd be good. We could put that in the middle. And we got the concept of sort of building it a little bit like a sort of mini operetta.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Downstairs and drank a cup, and looking up I noticed I was late.
So John said, well, let's shove it in the middle and see if we can't connect them up in some way. We connected them with a series of empty bars on either side of Paul's section before we came back into John's as a reprise, and we knew we had to fill those bars with something sensational, and we didn't know what it was going to be yet. And in order to keep the 24 bars so that everybody knew when to come back in again, dear old Mal Evans stood by the piano counting the bars. 7, 8, 9, 10. And just to add further weight to it, he set off an alarm clock at the end of it to trigger everybody back into it again.